Well, it's hotting up, but who do you believe? Bruce Wilson, the former boyfriend of Julia Gillard, and the bloke who, with Miss Gillard's help, established the AWU Slush Fund in 1992, gave evidence at the Royal Commission into the unions yesterday. Mr. Wilson described evidence given to the inquiry on Wednesday by the retired builder Athol James as lies. Mr. James, you might remember, told the inquiry Julia Gillard had paid him by cheque for work he did at her Melbourne house in the early 90s, but he said he'd also witnessed Julia Gillard being handed wads of notes on two occasions by an AWU official to cover the amount of those cheques. He said Miss Gillard told him the cash came from Wilson. Mr. James also said he'd seen Wilson himself hand, quote, a large amount of cash, unquote, to Gillard on another occasion. Bruce Wilson told the inquiry yesterday he had not paid for renovations at Julia Gillard's house, and that James had not seen him hand cash to Julia Gillard because that never happened. At no time, he said, did he pay for Miss Gillard's renovations. Wilson also rejected allegations. He set up the slush fund to extract money from the building company Tease. But he admitted Tease had made large payments into the slush fund, which was ostensibly all about workers' safety, in return for no safety services at all. Miss Gillard will need to be persuasive when her turn comes, albeit some weeks down the track.